Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
First, let's have a look at the main business stories. AML Intelligence reports that the US is planning to sanction a major financial institution by the end of the week, according to the Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. The move came as Washington launched Operation Economic Outcast, the Trump administration's latest efforts to use economic tools to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and end the war with Iran. As part of the measure, the U.S. has sanctioned 60 entities and individuals, cutting off their access to the U.S. financial system. The Treasury said that the sanctions target a network of brokers, companies and shadow fleet vessels operating across the UAE, Hong Kong, China, Singapore and Europe. And it said that these transport Iranian oil. Reuters reports that six EU countries want the 27-nation EU to discuss a mechanism to tax windfall profits of oil companies. Triggered by Iran's blockade of the Strait of Hormuz, a letter by the finance ministers showed. In a letter to Ireland, which holds the rotating presidency of the EU, Germany, Spain, Portugal, Italy, Poland and Austria are asking the presidency to put the issue on the agenda of the next EU finance ministers' meeting in Dublin on September 18th and 19th. We're experiencing one of the biggest supply shocks in decades all over the world, and there is a growing discontent about the rise in the cost of living, the six finance ministers wrote. Government measures taken so far have not been sufficient to reduce or stabilize prices for businesses and citizens on a permanent basis, it said. This is why we need a common approach, one that ensures that those who are profiting from the crisis do their part to ease the burden on the general public. The Irish Examiner reports that subscribers to Netflix, Disney Plus, Amazon Prime Video in Western Europe have faced higher price increases than in any other market in recent years. Over the past 4 years, the world's largest subscription video streaming services have dramatically changed their business models, introducing lower-priced basic advertising tiers to attract new subscribers, while also increasing monetizing users willing to pay more for a premium experience. Research by Ampere Analysis showed that a series of price rises over the past 3 years to fund the production of content and drive profits have led to Western European subscribers being hit by the largest average price increases. Over the period, the average increase in the cost of monthly subscriptions has risen by $1.86, more than in the US, which was $1.70. Pricing in different markets is influenced by a number of factors, including domestic competition and household income, with subscribers in sub-Saharan Africa facing the smallest average increase of under $1 over the past 3 years.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.